Единый государственный экзамен, тренировочный тест номер 8. Раздел 1. Аудирование. Сейчас вы будете выполнять задания по аудированию. Каждый текст прозвучит 2 раза. После 2 прослушиваний у вас будет время для выполнения и проверки заданий. Все паузы включены в аудиозапись. Остановка и повторное воспроизведение аудиозаписи не предусмотрены. По окончании выполнения всего раздела аудирования перенесите свои ответы в бланк ответов номер 1. Задание B1. Вы услышите 6 высказываний. Установите соответствие между высказываниями каждого говорящего A, F и утверждениями, данными в списке 1-7. Используйте каждое утверждение, обозначенное соответствующей цифрой, только один раз. В задании есть одно лишнее утверждение. Вы услышите запись 2. Занесите свои ответы в таблицу. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. Speaker A.
I'm very lucky that I have a gift for designing and making clothes. I think I got it from my mum. She made a lot of my clothes when I was young. People are always saying how talented I am, which is really nice. Just yesterday, a friend offered me a lot of money to make her wedding dress. I said if she paid for the material, I would do it for free. She was so pleased.
Speaker B.
Clothes are my life. I'm a strong believer in the saying that clothes make the man. I mean, seriously, old-fashioned clothes do not make a good impression on anyone. I started out doing local fashion shows. I didn't get paid for those, but it was good experience. Now I earn a fantastic living as a model. It's great getting to wear all those expensive clothes, even if I do have to give them back at the end of the show.
Speaker C.
Fashion? Fashion is all about making money. I can't understand why women wear things that don't suit them just because a fashion magazine tells them to. It's silly. I wear what I want to, and my clothes have to be comfortable. One of my favorite dresses, I bought it for my parents' anniversary party, came from a second-hand shop. Old-fashioned, maybe, but I'm very happy with what I've got in my wardrobe, thank you very much.
Speaker D.
When I was younger, no one said I had to wear this or that to school. I could wear what I felt comfortable in, which is the way it should be. Now I go to a new school and we have to wear this horrid uniform. Grey trousers, white shirt and a purple tie. Oh, it's awful. Sometimes I feel like wearing my favourite jeans to school to see what would happen, but I know I would get into a lot of trouble.
Speaker E.
I really care about what I wear. In my job as a personal assistant, it counts. I like dressing fashionably at the weekends too. I love keeping up with trends because it means I always look my best. Of course, being a follower of fashion can get a bit expensive at times. Once in a while, my husband gets angry with me for spending too much money on clothes. But I just tell him the truth. I just can't help myself.
Speaker F.
I'm not someone who chooses their clothes the night before. People say it saves time and trouble in the morning, but I'm just not like that. When I get up, I just put on whatever's nearest, or whatever looks most comfortable. One day I might wear a pair of jeans and a sweater, the next maybe something a bit more stylish. The only time this changes is when I get dressed up for weddings, parties, that kind of thing.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the recording again. Speaker A.
I'm very lucky that I have a gift for designing and making clothes. I think I got it from my mum. She made a lot of my clothes when I was young. People are always saying how talented I am, which is really nice. Just yesterday, a friend offered me a lot of money to make her wedding dress. I said if she paid for the material, I would do it for free. She was so pleased.
Speaker B.
Clothes are my life. I'm a strong believer in the saying that clothes make the man. I mean, seriously, old-fashioned clothes do not make a good impression on anyone. I started out doing local fashion shows. I didn't get paid for those, but it was good experience. Now I earn a fantastic living as a model. It's great getting to wear all those expensive clothes, even if I do have to give them back at the end of the show.
Speaker C.
Fashion? Fashion is all about making money. I can't understand why women wear things that don't suit them just because a fashion magazine tells them to. It's silly. I wear what I want to, and my clothes have to be comfortable. One of my favourite dresses, I bought it for my parents' anniversary party, came from a second-hand shop. Old-fashioned, maybe, but I'm very happy with what I've got in my wardrobe, thank you very much.
Speaker D.
When I was younger, no one said I had to wear this or that to school. I could wear what I felt comfortable in, which is the way it should be. Now I go to a new school and we have to wear this horrid uniform. Grey trousers, white shirt and a purple tie. Oh, it's awful. Sometimes I feel like wearing my favourite jeans to school to see what would happen, but I know I would get into a lot of trouble.
Speaker E.
I really care about what I wear. In my job as a personal assistant, it counts. I like dressing fashionably at the weekends too. I love keeping up with trends because it means I always look my best. Of course, being a follower of fashion can get a bit expensive at times. Once in a while, my husband gets angry with me for spending too much money on clothes, but I just tell him the truth. I just can't help myself.
Speaker F.
I'm not someone who chooses their clothes the night before. People say it saves time and trouble in the morning, but I'm just not like that. When I get up, I just put on whatever's nearest, or whatever looks most comfortable. One day I might wear a pair of jeans and a sweater, the next maybe something a bit more stylish. The only time this changes is when I get dressed up for weddings, parties, that kind of thing.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.
Задание А1-А7. Вы услышите диалог. Определите, какое из приведенных утверждений А1-А7 соответствует содержанию текста 1 – true, какие не соответствуют 2 – false и о чем в тексте не сказано, То есть на основании текста нельзя дать ни положительный, ни отрицательный ответ. 3. Not stated. Обведите номер выбранного вами варианта ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start.
Hi, Connor. What are you doing here? I take the coach all the time, but I'm pretty sure I've never bumped into you at the coach station before.
Hey, Tina. No, it's unlikely you would have seen me, because this is only my second time here. I don't like travelling by coach. Anyway, today I'm just here to collect my friend, Joseph. He's staying at my house for a while over the summer. Why are you here? Are you going somewhere?
Not today, no. I'm just here to book a ticket because I'm off to summer camp next week.
Summer camp? That sounds like fun. I've never been. What kind of camp is it? A sports camp? Basketball, volleyball?
It would be far better if it was. But no, it's nothing to do with sports. I'm going to music camp. My mum wants me to improve my skills on the instrument I play. I'm not sure I really want to go, but...
But your parents said you have to go, so you're going.
Well, my dad doesn't mind whether I go or not, but as you know, mum's really into music, probably because she teaches it. So she really wants me to go to this camp.
Oh, yeah. Will it take up your whole summer?
No, thank goodness. The camp only lasts for 2 weeks. It starts on the 1st of the month and ends on the 15th. 14 days isn't that long, is it?
It's nothing. It'll absolutely fly by. You wait and see. And afterwards, you'll still have lots of time to do all the things you really want to do.
Yes, I guess you're right. I mean, how bad can it be? And I will be a better musician afterwards.
Exactly. That's the spirit. What instrument do you play anyway?
You'll never guess. It's quite an unusual instrument. In fact, you might never even have heard of it.
Well, I don't know much about music, so you're probably right. Go on then. Tell me what it is.
I play the bassoon. See? I knew you wouldn't have heard of it.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the recording again.
Hi, Connor. What are you doing here? I take the coach all the time, but I'm pretty sure I've never bumped into you at the coach station before.
Hey, Tina. No, it's unlikely you would have seen me, because this is only my second time here. I don't like travelling by coach. Anyway, today I'm just here to collect my friend, Joseph. He's staying at my house for a while over the summer. Why are you here? Are you going somewhere?
Not today, no. I'm just here to book a ticket because I'm off to summer camp next week.
Summer camp? That sounds like fun. I've never been. What kind of camp is it? A sports camp? Basketball, volleyball?
It would be far better if it was. But no, it's nothing to do with sports. I'm going to music camp. My mum wants me to improve my skills on the instrument I play. I'm not sure I really want to go, but...
But your parents said you have to go, so you're going.
Well, my dad doesn't mind whether I go or not, but as you know, mum's really into music, probably because she teaches it. So she really wants me to go to this camp.
Oh, yeah. Will it take up your whole summer?
No, thank goodness. The camp only lasts for 2 weeks, It starts on the 1st of the month and ends on the 15th. 14 days isn't that long, is it?
It's nothing. It'll absolutely fly by. You wait and see. And afterwards, you'll still have lots of time to do all the things you really want to do.
Yes, I guess you're right. I mean, how bad can it be? And I will be a better musician afterwards.
Exactly. That's the spirit. What instrument do you play anyway?
You'll never guess. It's quite an unusual instrument. In fact, you might never even have heard of it.
Well, I don't know much about music, so you're probably right. Go on then. Tell me what it is.
I play the bassoon. See? I knew you wouldn't have heard of it.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.
Задание А8, А14. Вы услышите интервью. В заданиях А8, А14 обведите цифру 1, 2 или 3, соответствующую выбранному вами варианту ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 50 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start.
Hello everyone and welcome to Animal World. We've got a very interesting guest for you today. Robert Brennan is here to tell us a little about the subject of horse whispering. Thanks for coming in today, Robert.
Thank you, Christine.
Why don't you start by telling us what people actually mean by the term horse whispering, Robert?
Right. I'd like to clear something up for the listeners, if I may, Christine. You see, the term horse whispering isn't actually correct, and there are some people who really don't like it. Because of books, films, and the media, it's used quite frequently. But many horse trainers far prefer the term natural horsemanship.
Oh, I see. My apologies. I had no idea. So what is it that's natural about natural horsemanship, Robert?
That's a very good question, Christine. Well, natural horsemanship, and the technique it uses, places great importance on the relationship between the horse and the human. Those who practice natural horsemanship work to build a strong relationship with the horse they're training through communication with the animal. These trainers believe that in order to create this special horse-human bond, the horse mustn't ever feel threatened.
Do you mean the horse should have no fear of the human, the trainer?
That's exactly what I mean. With information gathered through studying wild horses in their natural environment, trainers working with tame horses on farms and ranches have been able to get the animals to respond to them without having to use force.
How exciting! Is natural horsemanship a new thing, Robert?
Well, that depends on who you talk to, Christine. There's some argument about where and when natural horsemanship got its start, you see. Some say this type of horse training has been around since the times of the ancient Greeks. In fact, there's an essay dating back to around 350 BC by the historian Xenophon, which talks about training horses through gentleness and kindness rather than through some form of punishment.
That's the way it should be, isn't it?
Well, yes, but unfortunately many trainers feel that using punishment during training speeds it up, shortens the process. And while that may be true, and I'm not saying it is, using punishment on a horse can cause it to behave in unpredictable ways. It won't always act the way you expect it to, if you take my point.
Yes, I understand. Now, to get back to what we were talking about before, the origins of natural horsemanship.
Oh, yes, right. Apart from those who believe that it's been around practically forever, there are others who say that natural horsemanship is a fairly recent development. Perhaps you've heard of the famous horse whisperer from Ireland, Daniel Sullivan. He worked with horses in 19th century England. Then the term natural horsemanship and its techniques started becoming popular in the US in the 1970s, with its popularity spreading during the 80s and 90s.
In your opinion, Robert, is natural horsemanship effective?
As far as I'm concerned, there's no question about it. And there have been studies done that will back me up on that as well. Research shows that when natural horsemanship is practiced instead of the more traditional methods, those which involve punishment, the horse behaves as it should. The relationship between the animal and the human is better, and most importantly, the horse is more relaxed during training.
Brilliant. I'm afraid we've got to take a short break, but when we return, Robert Brennan will be here to take your questions.
Looking forward to it, Christine.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the recording again.
Hello everyone and welcome to Animal World. We've got a very interesting guest for you today. Robert Brennan is here to tell us a little about the subject of horse whispering. Thanks for coming in today, Robert.
Thank you, Christine.
Why don't you start by telling us what people actually mean by the term horse whispering, Robert?
Right. I'd like to clear something up for the listeners, if I may, Christine. You see, the term horse whispering isn't actually correct, and there are some people who really don't like it. Because of books, films, and the media, it's used quite frequently. But many horse trainers far prefer the term natural horsemanship.
Oh, I see. My apologies. I had no idea. So what is it that's natural about natural horsemanship, Robert?
That's a very good question, Christine. Well, natural horsemanship, and the technique it uses, places great importance on the relationship between the horse and the human. Those who practice natural horsemanship work to build a strong relationship with the horse they're training, through communication with the animal. These trainers believe that in order to create this special horse-human bond, the horse mustn't ever feel threatened.
Do you mean the horse should have no fear of the human, the trainer?
That's exactly what I mean. With information gathered through studying wild horses in their natural environment, trainers working with tame horses on farms and ranches have been able to get the animals to respond to them without having to use force.
How exciting! Is natural horsemanship a new thing, Robert?
Well, that depends on who you talk to, Christine. There's some argument about where and when natural horsemanship got its start, you see. Some say this type of horse training has been around since the times of the ancient Greeks. In fact, there's an essay dating back to around 350 BC by the historian Xenophon, which talks about training horses through gentleness and kindness rather than through some form of punishment.
That's the way it should be, isn't it?
Well, yes, but unfortunately many trainers feel that using punishment during training speeds it up, shortens the process. And while that may be true, and I'm not saying it is, using punishment on a horse can cause it to behave in unpredictable ways. It won't always act the way you expect it to, if you take my point.
Yes, I understand. Now, to get back to what we were talking about before, the origins of natural horsemanship.
Oh, yes, right. Apart from those who believe that it's been around practically forever, there are others who say that natural horsemanship is a fairly recent development. Perhaps you've heard of the famous horse whisperer from Ireland, Daniel Sullivan. He worked with horses in 19th century England. Then the term natural horsemanship and its techniques started becoming popular in the US in the 1970s, with its popularity spreading during the 80s and 90s.
In your opinion, Robert, is natural horsemanship effective?
As far as I'm concerned, there's no question about it. And there have been studies done that will back me up on that as well. Research shows that when natural horsemanship is practiced instead of the more traditional methods, those which involve punishment, the horse behaves as it should. The relationship between the animal and the human is better, and most importantly, the horse is more relaxed during training.
Brilliant. I'm afraid we've got to take a short break, but when we return, Robert Brennan will be here to take your questions.
Looking forward to it, Christine.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of the listening test.
Время, отведенное на выполнение заданий, истекло.